Okay, good morning, buenos días, bonjour. I will try to talk in English. I'm sorry, my English is very bad. So, and my wife and my family is here, my son, Diamond, and Celeste, all the people, and also my official translator, Danny. You know, thank you very much, and be careful with them, because we are Mexicans. So, I want to present the experience in the Mexican mining lesson from the past for the future development. You know, one of the main factors inducing social benefits is in a country is an habitat derived in development from the economy strongly related to the natural resources potential, you know. So this is a silver Mexican. And Mexico was born in the country closely to related to the mining activity, okay? And the colonizers explored, settled, built each one the first and main city is discovered of both district and mining region. Okay, the men searching for minerals from our history. Is okay? More. Is okay? No. Thank you. Gracias. So, it's related. All the countries in the world have a historical affectation caused by diverse contaminants derived from metals exploitation and metallurgic beneficiation. However, nowadays, this practice is taking different pathways in Mexico, in all the countries. Okay, biological communities to exist over time, involved and changed. You know, communities that existed. Geoscience also did the benefit of humankind. We say that a country not aware of its geological structure and its resources is a country that can never strategically plan its future development. I will to limit it in their competences and will develop investing programs and projects without basis financial support will be targeted. The fighters. Mexico, you know, this is the position in the world. We are first in silver, second in floor, and all of these positions. I think we are not bad in mining production in the world. Mexico is the leading silver producer and the second gold producer in Latin America. You know, the fourth place is between in Peru and Chile, the first United States and Canada and Australia. The global copper producer and second bismuth producer. This is Mexico. And the statistical active mining operating in projects in exploitation, mining project we have in exploration 225 mines. And development 45, you know, and in production we have 105, mainly from Canada, you know. We have many Canadian companies working now in Mexico, and this is again the position in the world. Okay, we start with the prospecting and claim requests, and you know. And also exploration and evaluation and development and preparation, construction, and mining process, and production exploited. Our geological survey is one of the maybe in the world, and we have. We can put the claim. When we find an interesting area to explore, and we explore it, and we have the evaluation of the that areas, And after that, we bid, and a public bid licitation, and after that, we received royalties 2 or 3% of the selling, mining selling. And almost we are 100 financial, auto-financiable, almost 100%. We receive about 40 US million every year. So we explore in the geological survey, Mexican geological survey. You know, this is the history. In 300, you know, from this date, you know, 1521 to 1832, mines in our country produced 191 tons of gold and 33,000 tons of silver. You know, this is only in 300 years. But now, from the high prices of the metal, high prices, gold and silver, in 10 years we produce almost double. You know, 400 tons gold and 56,100 only in 10 years. Okay, in 2013, Mexico had a production 118 tons of gold, and 2008, 21 tons of silver. There is there any potential and resources in Mexico, we think. So, okay, until this year, the federal government has granted mining claims 370,000 kilometers for mining exploration. It is 1892% of the country surface. Okay, we are doing prospecting and in exploration fast to tell the survey with drilling, you know, including sand plains, channels, drill logs. And we have these activities in the exploration. The mainly is also exploration, mining exploration. And this also, these are other activities in the country. The exploitation, bueno, you know this about the stage, the tonnage, the grade, and minerals, and so. We have in August, the past August, in 2014, in Buena Vista, El Cobre, we have a problem with 40,000 square meter of cubic meter copper, was a sulfide, where it's piled in Sonora. This is a integrated, sustainable mining, you know. So the government sphere, the government, the economic, the social, and the environment. Yeah. Okay, now from 1940, the lawyer, the conservation of the soil and water. After that, in 1970, also the law in prevention and control. In 1972, under Secretary for Improving Environment, the Minister of Health and Wealth. In 1982, Minister of Urban Development, and 1988, also we have National Water Commission. This is the history, no? So we have a strong regulation in Mexico now for mining control to exploit it. Okay, all the mining exploration must to follow the guide of this norm, official Mexican norm. This was established. This we have now in all the countries. This is the geology, you know, of the Mexican, you know very well. Okay, we have also this, my Mexican legislation, mining law, ecology, many, many regulations. So, also, you know, the water, electric energy, agriculture. In Mexico, industry in general consume 44.1% of the produced water. From this percentage, is 0.12% corresponding to the mining sector. You know, and this is the consume. Okay, this now our closure and management plans is environment impact assessment, mass abandoning stage, and plus restoration and measures by PROFEPA, Procuraduría Federal de Protección al Ambiente. These resolutions and the verification by the Procuraduría. This is what are we doing after the exploitation. This is an example, you know. It is mine, very big mine, gold mine in the north part of Mexico in Sonora. This area deposition was dump, tailings, the processing plant, and open pit. This is when they were exploited. And you know, it is from the Google Earth mosaic. And now, Ecla mining, La Choya, mine works and restorations, preparing the ground and making artificial pipes to preserve soil and landscape. Also, we are monitoring drainage. This part is preparing the ground and creating artificial dunes. The tail of the artificial hills. And you can see this western view, the patio, we are restoration and heaving success. This is environment analysis sample. Now, you know, we're reforesting. And this is the mine today. We are doing that in all the mines in Mexico, you know, the restorations. Conclusion, okay, the Mexican mining developed. Environment impact assessment, site diagnosis, acid drainage, closer to restoration, mining work, surface, underground history, and the geological study, and contaminated soil. Stabilization, the socio-economical aspect, legal aspect, cost, financial, foreign closure, and effects to abandoning mining. Liabilities. Okay, this is, okay, this is, we are showing now the equipment that we have in the In for to explore the country, we have 4 helicopters and 2 planes for geophysics mainly. No, and we have this system, GeoInfomex, this is the system. We have all the information, the hyperspectral imaging, you know. For the technology, we have the geophysics and then mining service, what we do also. Geological survey, all deposit evaluation, mining resources inventory, reserve certification, mining district evaluation, metallurgic labs and metallurgic mill plant we have in Chihuahua and in Oaxaca, environment impact also. Our project, environment geology, you know, also this geological erosion sinking, infectious seismicity, and hydrothermal. And we are doing the atlas, the risk in the country and in the cities. Hydrology, geohydrology, you know, this is our project. And we have 2 labs in the north part in Chihuahua, you know, service, and in Oaxaca. And also we have a pilot plant in Oaxaca Metallurgy Research Center. It's in Oaxaca, in the central part, almost the central south part of Mexico. This, and in Chihuahua. We have two pilot plants. And all the information that we are, for the mapping in the country, now we have the geology 1 to 250,000 scale. And also we are now mapping our country in 50,000 scale, 1 to 50,000 scale. Now, in all the country, and we have 80 labels of the information, 80. It is only 8. We have same of this information in this geographical reference information we call GeoInfomex, and this is the web you can see. User also, you know, and website consult in this sense. Okay, also the Modernization Research Center Laboratory. But we, maybe we will have a more with here with the College of France, the Francia. New equipment, you know, we have this. Project Information Center of the Earth Science in Mexico City also. We have this in Mexico City. Also, we are prospecting and for uranium, you know, and Pollack, and Christian Pollack. I need your help for to uranium exploration and exploitation. The geological survey of Mexico, we have only the exclusive. Only the geological survey has exploration and exploitation of the uranium. We have this area, you know, Durango, bueno, Sonora, Chihuahua, Durango, in these places, and also Oaxaca, we have uranium prospect. You know, Dr. Callas, he know very well this area, all of this in the country, mainly in Peña Blanca, in Chihuahua. This is the tons that we have calculated. Okay, also, you know, potential for gas associated to the coal, mineral deposit in Mexico, in this part. No? And also, maybe we will exploring for shale gas now in the future. We are exploring also. Okay, this is example, it's not only in Mexico. In all the country we have trouble, we have a problem for the mines sometimes. This is an example, you know, in other countries. In Spain and also in Romania, you know, about that problems. It's not exclusive of Mexico. Okay, I think that is all, I'm sorry. But John said, you have only 10 minutes. Thank you. No time for questions.